Chapter 57. Then. I was doing it when my parents died, Adele says. They're stretched out in front of the fire, the Shakespeare book she's been reading to him abandoned, just flying everywhere like I was the wind or something, soaring out over nature. She passes the spliff back to Rob, not that he needs it. He's been chasing the dragon, as he calls it, smoking some heroin. At least he's not injecting. That's something. It started when I was little, she continues. I read about lucid dreaming in this old book that David gave me, and then, once I'd managed that, there was this whole other thing that started. At first, I could only do it when I was sleeping. Maybe it was hormones or something. Maybe I didn't have that mental control as a child. But God, it was always so wonderful, this secret skill. At first, it was only places I could picture. And at first, I couldn't go very far at all. Then, as the years went by, I got better and better at it. Or it became more natural or something. Now I can do it at the drop of a hat and soar. I tried to tell David about it once, but he just laughed at me. He thought I was joking or something. I knew then that he'd never believe it, not really. So I've kept it to myself. Until I met you. That's why you wouldn't sleep, Rob says. He takes her hand and squeezes it, and it feels good. It feels good to be able to talk about this with someone, to share it all. Yes, she says softly. It was my fault my parents died. The fire was accidental, whatever anyone says, but if I'd been there, even if I'd been normally asleep, I would have woken up. I could have done something. But I wasn't. I was high up in the trees, watching the owls and the woods and all the life that comes out at night. Sometimes shit happens, Rob says. You have to put it behind you and get on with life. Agreed, she says. And then, more honestly, and I don't think I could give it up if I tried. It's a part of me, who I am. So that's what the second door is all about, he says. I've had it a few times already, but it weirded me out. I wrote about it in the notebook. Why didn't you say anything before today? I didn't want you to think I was a freak. She squeezes his hand back. She loves Rob. She really does. And David might not have liked him much, she could tell, even if he didn't say anything, but she's sure he'll grow to. Well, if you're a freak, then you're a freak like me, she says. And then they laugh. She's happy. He's happy. And David's wonderful. Her future looks so bright. I love that you can do it too. It's brilliant. Hey, Rob says, rolling on his side and pushing himself up on one elbow. We should try something. Something really mindfuck crazy.